93FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A major storm drenching the Northeast. Fierce winds knocking out power to 500,000 customers. It followed a day of tornadoes and deadly accidents in the South and blizzards across parts of the Midwest and Northwest. Iowa pelted with snow and ice. Temperatures expected to plummet next week ahead of the caucuses on Monday. Republican Party Chair Jeff Kaufman, though, says it's not ideal, but it's not terrible either.
I'm still feeling pretty good about turnout and that the weather, although it may be a little uncomfortable, it will not be a deterrent to attendance.
Boeing CEO Dave Calhoun telling employees the Alaska Airlines incident last Friday was a big mistake.
We're going to work with the NTSB, who is investigating the accident itself, to find out what the root cause is.
The House Homeland Security Committee begins an impeachment hearing today, focusing on Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas, alleging he has intentionally failed to enforce immigration law. This is ABC News. As investigators in Fort Worth, Texas, try to track down the cause of an explosion that rocked a 20-story hotel, ABC's Jim Ryan says
at least 21 people were hurt in the blast and several businesses are still closed. Attorney Lynn Crenshaw expects lawsuits to be filed to compensate the injured, but also
it gives us a methodology to go in and figure out what happened so we can build a little bit safer world.
In 2021, gas company Atmos Energy was slapped with a $1.6 million fine after a gas line blew up in Dallas, killing a child. Federal officials said Atmos had inadequate pipeline management in that neighborhood. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
In the Red Sea, U.S. fighter jets and warships turning back a fresh attack by Houthi rebels, 18 drones and missiles. The SEC now says someone cracked one of its social media accounts and posted a fake message on X. The post says federal regulators had approved exchange-traded funds by Bitcoin, but that has not happened. Bitcoin prices briefly spiked after the revelation. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. From fighting wildfires with air support, helping civilians in flooded neighborhoods, to delivering food and supplies to those who have lost everything, the Army National Guard always responds when disaster strikes. The Army National Guard also trains to be ever vigilant against threats, foreign and domestic. They protect our skies with missile defense weaponry. They secure our information, communications, and infrastructure with cybersecurity. And they protect us against chemical, biological, and radiological hazards with the civilian support team. The Army National Guard also stands ready to deploy and provide support for conflicts or humanitarian missions abroad. Join the Army National Guard and be there to respond, protect, and support your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Now, during Staples Print Big Sale, get $20 off your print purchase of $100 or more, $50 off your print purchase of $200 or more, and $100 off your print purchase of $300 or more. So the more you print at Staples, the more you save. To demonstrate, print at Staples, you save. But if you print at Staples, you save. See how that works? Staples Print Big Sale. Print more, save more. Up to $100. Ends 2/10. Visit staples.com/print for details.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Southwest Wisconsin appears to have the most snow after the big storm that shut much of southern Wisconsin down yesterday. The National Weather Service says as of a few hours ago, Benton and Lafayette County had 10 inches of snow. Verona and Red Granite had 8 inches. Plymouth and Waupaca had 7. The Wisconsin legislature will have new political boundaries this year after December's Supreme Court ruling. Governor Evers says it's a big step toward a more fair and functional legislature.
We are a purple state. The legislature does not reflect that. We have to have competitive races. Our present legislature does not respond to that.
That's Evers speaking with Pat Kreitlow on Up North News on Civic Media. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
Stockbox is a program that provides healthy food every month to improve the diet and nutrition of lower-income seniors 60 and over. Monthly food packages include canned fruits, canned vegetables, cereal, canned and dry milk. If you would be interested in this program or if you have questions, please contact Cheyenne Litvinoff at 715-339-2158 or email cheyenne.litvinov@co.price.wi.us.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
It's the Badgers and the Buckeyes. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, it's now number 15th ranked Wisconsin against Ohio State tonight. The game in Columbus at the Schottenstein Center. Number 11th ranked Marquette at home taking on Butler. NFL, Packers and the Cowboys Sunday. Dallas, 7.5-point favorites to win. Matt LaFleur still has confidence in his defense.
When we have all 11 doing their job and playing as one, there's been some pretty good performances. It's just whether it's communication or somebody has a missed assignment, that's when bad things happen.
Now, the first time Mike McCarthy faced the Packers, the Cowboys blew a 28-14 lead. As Aaron Rodgers led the Pack on a 31-28 win in overtime, McCarthy had this to say.
We were totally in control of that game, as far as our viewpoint, and I felt when we got the ball that we were going to go down a score and then see what happens. So I'm very disappointed for the players because I thought they definitely did enough today to win.
That's Cowboys head coach Mike McCarthy with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Price County Senior Dining Menu for tomorrow, Thursday. They're serving up stuffed pepper tomorrow with grilled potatoes, mixed veggies, and strudel stick. All your meals come with bread, butter, and milk. Locations in Phillips, Ogama, Cannon, Brantwood, Park Falls, Price County Senior Dining. You can reach them at 715-339-2158. This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. Slight chance for mixed precipitation, changing to all snow today. Otherwise, cloudy skies expected. Daytime highs approaching 28. Northerly winds around 5 miles per hour. Snow likely tonight. Lows level off around 19. Overcast skies. Slight chance of snow tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 29, overcast skies. Turning cooler Friday and Saturday with highs from the low teens to the low 20s. Snow both days. About an inch of snow tonight through tomorrow with another inch Friday through Friday night. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley. And that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Currently 26.
Today's Outdoor News is brought to you by J&A Services.
J&A Services Marine and Power Sports now has two locations to better serve you. With over 20 years in the trade, Bernie Services all makes and models of power sports and marine out of his shop on Highway 182. Call him at 414-902-0449 for times and availability and check out Hot Shot Secret Performance Products and Renegade Racefield. Provide top engine performance for your ride. Selling Chilton trailers and a BMS authorized dealer handling new dirt bikes, enduros, scooters, side-by-sides on display at his new showroom located inside the Sugar Bush Bar off of Highway 182 on Sugar Bush Road in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Yes, the bar is open and is stocked with fly racing, alpine, accessories, apparel, and more. At J&A Service Marine and Power Sports, here to serve the Northwoods in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook.
I'm Tim Lesmeister, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News. Did you see that recently some ice anglers up on a big lake in northern Minnesota, Red Lake, had broken loose on an ice floe and floated out in open water? They had to be rescued by Coast Guard and a bunch of other emergency personnel. I'm glad that I have something in my pocket when I go ice fishing that would be good in a situation like that. I'll tell you what it is, but first,
get ready now for 2024 with the official Outdoor News Sportsman's Calendar. Whether it's hunting, fishing, or finding your local sports show, this collectible calendar has it all. Stay ahead with moon phases, peak fish and wildlife activity times, and more, all surrounded by original images from the nation's top wildlife artists. Now available in multiple states, including Wisconsin, Minnesota, Iowa, and Illinois, all the way to New York. Supplies are limited, so get yours today at OutdoorNews.com.
When I go out on fresh ice, and I'm talking about ice that I think is thick enough for me to walk out on, but not really that safe because there may be pockets of thin ice around, I always carry in my pocket a Garmin GPS handheld. The Marine handheld that I carry has in-reach capabilities, which means that if I get into trouble, all I have to do is push the button on the side, and it will send a signal to a satellite that will notify emergency personnel, and they will know exactly where I'm at, and they'll send rescue people out to take care of me. Now, I never want to be in a situation like that, but I think you need to be very safe out on the ice. You need to wear a float suit. You need to have ice picks. And now I carry one of these handhelds that has the SOS button on the side, and I feel a lot more comfortable when I'm out on the ice. This is from the pages of the Outdoor News.
Hello, I'm Giuseppe. I got something special for you. Ready? Uno, due, tre, quattro. When I was a boy, just about the eighth grade, Mama used to say, don't stay out late with the bad boys. Always shoot a pool. Giuseppe going to flunk a school. Change a thing, still a dance and a sing. I think about the mama, she used to say, what's the matter you? Hey, God, I know respect. What do you think you do? Why you look so sad? It's a not so bad. It's a nicer place. I shut up your face. Mama, she said it all of the time. What's the matter you? Hey, God, I know respect. What do you think you do? Why you look so sad? It's a not so bad, it's a nicer place. I shut up your face.
That's my mom.
Hello everybody, that's out there on the radio and the TV land. Did you know I had the big hit the song in Italy with this? Shut up your face. I sing it in the song, all of my fans applaud, they clap their hands. That's making me feel so good. We ought to learn that this is a song, it's real simple. See, I sing, what's the matter you? You sing, hey. Then I sing it the rest. And then at the end, we can all sing, ah, shut up for your face. Okay, let's try it really. Uno, due, three, four. What's the matter you? Hey, God, I no respect. Hey, what do you think you do? Hey, why you look so sad? Hey, it's a not so bad. Hey, it's a nicer place. Ah, shut up for your face.
Joe DeLucci gets us going in our second edition of Reality Radio for the year 2024. We have a lighter show today, but we'll still talk Shawamigan sports with our athletic director, Darren Patterson, coming up about 8:35. We're going to talk about Embrace. Embrace, our local service that helps those with domestic situations, domestic abuse, sexual abuse, and many other areas. And we're going to talk with folks involved with Embrace. Things have changed here a little bit as far as funding and stuff, and we wanted to bring the folks on and talk a little bit about Embrace and maybe how you could support them in whatever way it may be. So they'll join us, I think, a little bit after 9 o'clock this morning. I encourage you to download that Civic Media app, and you can listen to 98Q right here and our sister station, 103.1, right on your phone anytime, anywhere. Sports games and all that good stuff. And you'll also notice when you download that free app from your Play Store, a lot of other stations on there too. So some really good Wisconsin programming that will be migrating north here to our area eventually, working on it. But there's some great shows. There's some great interviews and performances by Wisconsin artists talking about Wisconsin agriculture. These shows already up and running on many of our Civic Media stations and coming soon. here to Park Falls, to right here, and I'm 103.1. So check out those apps. And there's a lot of stations on there. Some of them are, you know, kind of music stations, but there's several that are talk. Again, all about Wisconsin. A little bit of political in there, too, if you like that stuff. If you don't, well, you can tune back and catch the other stuff. But check it out. Start off by downloading that Civic Media app. It's a good place. And one thing that Civic Media Group likes to do is cover sports, cover local sports and Wisconsin sports. Badger basketball, Marquette basketball featured in a lot of the Civic Media stations. We, right here, we carry the Bucks, of course. We carry the Packers, and we carry the Brewers on 98Q Country. So in order to listen to those, you do have to physically tune in to the radio. We can't stream those because NBA, Major League Baseball, NFL, they are a little finicky about that. They like to have their own little place to stream all their games. So can't listen to that on the phone, but you can right here physically. Tonight, they're going to be taking any questions and providing information to the citizens of Park Falls regarding your recent water bill that you got in the mail. And they'll provide the information you need 5 o'clock today at the Park Falls Public Library. And then the regular city council meeting was to be held Monday, but due to some illnesses, they're going to do that tomorrow, 5 o'clock at the council chambers. We have the annual wrestling breakfast at Goebel's South Fork Bar and Grill in Lugerville. This is for the Phillips Lager wrestling team. They always put on a great spread, $10 a plate, 5 and under, or mooching off us again. They're all free, 5 and under. And that'll be Sunday from 8 a.m., starting at 8 a.m. They got the pancakes, the French toast, the sausage, the hash browns, scrambled eggs, homemade cinnamon rolls. And the annual wrestling breakfast is Sunday, 8 to noon, at Goebel's South Fork Bar and Grill out on County Road F. Phillips, $10 a plate, 5 and under. Are getting in free. More high school sports for you this week. Big night Friday night. We're going to feature Prentice and Phillips boys and girls. So we got the Prentice Phillips girls at 5:30, and then the Prentice Phillips boys to follow a little bit after 7 o'clock. Jeff Haken will bring the call of those games to you on Friday night. And then Saturday, Steve Gentland will make his hockey debut. He's been doing basketball, but he's going to bring you Team Seal hockey as they take on Stevens Point Pacelli, 2 o'clock, and that's Saturday at the Park Falls Recreational Arena. We have surpassed, for most teams, the halfway point of the basketball seasons. Most teams have played about half of the games already, so we're positioning ourselves for the seedings and the tournaments and all that stuff that'll sneak up on us really quick. Got a few notes about Winterfest already. If you guys got stuff going on with your nonprofit group and organization, shoot us an email, wcqm@civicmedia.us. We'd love to talk about it, like the Phillips Winterfest, and I'm sure we'll have Laura, the folks from the Phillips Chamber, on here in the next couple of weeks to talk about this. But got a note from the Moose, from Andy and the folks down at the Phillips Moose Lodge. They're doing that children's bingo for Winterfest. Mark this on your calendar, parents. Your kids are going to love this. Saturday, January 27th, from noon to 2 at the First Presbyterian Church in Phillips, all children, kindergarten through 8th grade, can come and play. Kindergartners and first graders should be accompanied by a caregiver. There's 15 games of regular bingo that will be played, and the daubers and the crayons will all be provided. The bingo winners are going to win a book that can be selected from the age-appropriate tables. Each child that does not win a book will then get a will get one upon leaving. And they have all kinds of other fun prizes and stuff. All children going to get a bear buck, courtesy of A&W, and an ice cream treat. So they'll get an ice cream treat from A&W, and So they get a bear buck, and then they get an ice cream treat courtesy of the Phillips Pick and Save store. And there's going to be some raffles going on, too. The event will conclude with the raffles for a Chromebook and or a bicycle. So it's a big day. When Saturday, January 27th, a part of the Winterfest, and that'll happen in Phillips.
Fleet Farm has everything you need for happy backyard birds. And we mean everything. Like over 100 different types of wild bird foods and bird feeders. This week, get a 25-pound bag of black oil sunflower wild bird food for just $13.99. Plus, join us Saturday, January 13th at 9 a.m. to build and decorate a free birdhouse with your kids. Create family memories and find what you need for everyday life at Fleet Farm.
Well, young Austin not feeling well today, so he will be back with us on Friday morning. We hope Bucks basketball off till tomorrow. They will take on the Boston Celtics tomorrow. Celtics taking on, they've got, I think, the Timberwolves tonight at home, and then they will come to Pfizer Forum on Thursday. Celtics are the best team record-wise right now in basketball. Hopefully the Bucks can get things back on track. They've struggled here recently. Price County Chapter of Walleyes for Tomorrow is inviting you to a very special event at the Barry Waymiller Center in Phillips on Highway F, and it's coming up on Saturday, February 17th, and we're letting you know about this ahead of time because Mike Arrowwood, the state director of Walleyes for Tomorrow, will speak on the ins and outs of starting a fish hatchery on your lake. So you'll learn the steps that you'll need to take, the permits that you need to obtain, and the training needed to be successful. So he'll speak in easy to understand terms, layman terms, I guess you could say. So that'll be February 17th at 10 a.m. In Phillips. And that's with at the Barry Waymiller Center out on Highway F. So it'll be a nice event for those that'll affect. We have primaries, of course, going on. We got the Iowa caucuses, right, going on this coming, is it this Tuesday? There will be, just want to let you know, there will not be a February 20th primary election in Price County. The next one is coming up on April. That's our primary, I guess, where you do the presidential thing for the primary. So I just want to let you know about that. There were no county board supervisor, municipal, or school board contest that requires a primary on February 20th. So next one for Price County will be the regular spring election and presidential preference vote, they call it now, I guess, on April the 2nd. Are you excited for Wild Card Weekend? Football? Ooh, football. Football. Saturday. Now, if there is a day, if you don't want to commit the whole weekend to football, obviously the day to scratch is Saturday because the Packers play on Sunday. And Saturday's games are, I mean, unless you're a fan of Cleveland and Houston or you're gambling on the game, you pretty much are like, well, I got better things to do. Cleveland and Houston will play at 3:30 Saturday. That'll be a free one on NBC. If you want to watch, Taylor Swift, and is she actually putting on a uniform now? Is she putting on a football uniform and actually playing? Is she like the kicker? That's coming probably. She'll be on the sideline soon. So Taylor Swift, Travis Kelce, the Kansas City Chiefs, Saturday night playing host to Miami. And that's on Peacock. I'm going to have to get my son's login for Peacock to watch that game because I'm not paying $15 just to watch that game. That's kind of what it costs, I think, for Peacock for the monthly subscription. So, cross off Saturday if you're not a huge football, but Sunday is going to be worth the. It's going to be worth it. That Pittsburgh Buffalo game at noon should be a pretty cool game. Hopefully, it'll be snowing just like crazy in Buffalo for that. Green Bay and Dallas, of course, at 3:30 on Sunday. That'll be on Fox. We'll have it for you here, 1 o'clock pregame on the radio, so you can listen to all the banter before the game, and the wine line afterwards too, right here. Of course, play by play also. And Los Angeles Rams, this is, other than the Packer game, and maybe equally to the Packer game, this is the most intriguing game for me this weekend. I was hoping this would happen. So the Detroit Lions have been historically bad. Historically bad. They've not won a playoff game for 28 years. They hadn't won a division title in, is it 30 years or so? They have never won the division title in the current format that it's in. So the Lions have had a story of misery for their fans, even worse than a Viking fan. At least the Vikings were there. They had some success, never won it all. But Lions fans just haven't even been there for a long, long time. So, the Lions, a few years ago, if you don't know the story on this, they had this, they had their quarterback, Matthew Stafford, who's a good quarterback. But they could never win around him, never put a good team around him. So, eventually, Matthew Stafford, the quarterback for the Lions, said, I don't know if he demanded to be traded, but he was traded. So, he got out of Detroit. He went to the Rams. And a couple years ago, he won a Super Bowl with the Rams. So, he leaves the Lions, goes, wins a Super Bowl with the Rams. And now a couple years later, that team that traded Stafford, the Detroit Lions, who have been just miserable, misery for the fans, 28 years without a playoff win, finally win the division, finally get to the playoffs, pretty good team. And guess who's coming to town? Matthew Stafford, the guy that left them and went and won a Super Bowl. He's coming to town with the Rams, and he's going to... He's going to take, if just when you thought the Detroit Lion misery could not get any worse, it could. And I think it's going to. The Rams overall are not nearly as good as the Lions. The Lions should win this game, but I'll be tuning in Saturday night because I just, the pain level inside of Ford Field could almost be, it could be felt. If you're going to watch that game Saturday night and you have any affection at all for the Detroit Lions, I suggest you have something available, maybe like, what is that, Oragel. Maybe some Oragel or something. Just something to numb the pain of whatever is, just rub it on your forehead, the Oragel, because it could be painful for the Lions Saturday night. And then Sunday, or Monday, there's a Monday night game now, playoff game. Philadelphia going to travel to Tampa Bay. On Monday night. Not a very intriguing game there. Tampa Bay, you know, they're all right. Philadelphia has been horrible lately, and that'll be an ESPN game. So you got six games all going on separately at different times this weekend for the National Football League playoffs. We'll do some birthdays in just a moment. If you've got a local one, 715-762-3221. We'll announce some birthdays. We'll get Mr. Patterson on here to talk Shawamigan sports. And we'll do all that after the news in just a second here.
Winter would be pretty bleak without my friends at Fleet Farm. They're my one-stop shop for everything ice fishing. My boots, bibs, augers, scoopers, rods, reels. I mean, Fleet Farm's got all the best ice fishing gear. Hook, line, and sinker. And duct tape, too, if you need it. You'll always need it. Take it from me, John Gillespie. Fleet Farm's got everything you need to gear up for a great year on the ice.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A major storm drenching the Northeast. Fierce winds knocking out power to 500,000 customers. It followed a day of tornadoes and deadly accidents in the South and blizzards across parts of the Midwest and Northwest. Iowa pelted with snow and ice. Temperatures expected to plummet next week. Ahead of the caucuses on Monday, Republican Party Chair Jeff Kaufman, though, says it's not ideal, but it's not terrible either.
I'm still feeling pretty good about turnout and that the weather, although it may be a little uncomfortable, it will not be a deterrent to attendance.
Boeing CEO Dave Calhoun telling employees the Alaska Airlines incident last Friday was a big mistake.
We're going to work with the NTSB, who is investigating the accident itself, to find out what the root cause is.
The House Homeland Security Committee begins an impeachment hearing today focusing on Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas, alleging he has intentionally failed to enforce immigration law. This is ABC News.
7 Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Republican state lawmakers are introducing a proposed amendment to the Wisconsin Constitution. It would limit state government diversity initiatives. GOP lawmakers say diversity efforts amount to reverse discrimination. Democrats say Republicans are trying to stoke culture wars. Wisconsin is one of the leading states for vehicle crashes with wildlife. Experts fear things will get worse as more rural areas get developed.
Roads, fences, development, things like that are all types of fragmentation that decrease connectivity for wildlife to be able to move across the landscapes.
Jeremy Romero is with the National Wildlife Federation. Federal government is rolling out a pilot program. States can apply for grants to build safe wildlife crossings. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
Come on along and join our party.
There's a party on your radio every Saturday morning between 7 and 9 a.m. on It's Polka Time with me, Craig Ebel. You'll hear the latest in polka releases, as well as your old favorites, too. So tune in every Saturday morning at 7 a.m. to It's Polka Time, right here on 98Q Country. It's Polka Time with Craig Ebel on WCQM is proudly sponsored by Jack's Corner Bar.
College basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Marquette Golden Eagles hope to get a win tonight as they host Butler. Marquette has dropped to 11 in the AP Top 25 after losing two of their last four games. A big upset last night in the Big Ten. Nebraska at home beat number one ranked Purdue 88-72. That's the first time the Cornhuskers have beat a number one ranked team since 1982. Badgers on the road tonight. They take on Ohio State. NFL, the Packers and the Cowboys Sunday in the wild card playoffs. Matt LaFleur with praise for Jordan Love, leading his team to the postseason his first year at quarterback.
You know, his family did a hell of a job raising him in terms of just what he's all about. Great things are in store for him.
The New York Jets had a losing season after Aaron Rodgers tore his Achilles tendon. He had this to say after meeting with his coaches.
Some things in every organization, and we did this for 18 years in Green Bay, the exit meetings are important to just get everything on the table that's happened, flush the bullshit that you need to move forward, and then refine your focus moving forward.
That's Aaron Rodgers with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Let's take a look at some birthdays. Happy birthday anniversary. If this is a big day for you on this 10th of January. If you are celebrating, you share it with Jared Kushner, the New York real estate developer, landlord, investor, is married to Ivanka Trump and serves as a senior advisor to President Trump, and he is 43 today. Marcus Bagwell, the former WCW wrestler. He now wrestles independently, don't we all? 54 for Marcus Bagwell today. Evan Handler, the actor from TV's California, a Californication rather, and others, 63 today. George Foreman, that guy, the George Foreman grill. Would we have... would somebody else have come up with that? I think they probably had the product and then said, hey, George, would you like to put your name on this? So it would have been called something if his name wasn't on it. But we love our little George Foreman grills. I think most of us have one, right? It's the modern-day Presto Burger. We got that little George Foreman grill on the counter. I'm not sure if it's George's, but it's a knockoff. It's 75. It's great for making little sandwiches, and I shouldn't have to sell it to you if you don't know what the George Foreman grill is. Google it. Linda Lovelace, the one-time adult movie star, born on this day, 1949, maybe one of the most famous names. Her real name is Linda Borman. She passed in 02. Frank Sinatra Jr., the legend's son, Frank Sr., set out to be a singer as well, but just he ended up serving as his dad's musical director. So in 1963... he was kidnapped and he was held for ransom, was Frank Sinatra Jr., but was released safely in exchange for $250,000. You remember that? I vaguely remember that. Frank Sinatra Jr., he passed away while he was on tour in March of 2016, Frank Jr. Sal Mineo, the Bronx-born actor, appeared in two of James Dean's three movies, Rebel Without a Cause and others. Born on this day in 1939, Sal Mineo passed away back in 1976. And Willie McCovey, the Baseball Hall of Famer with the Pittsburgh Pirates, we are family from the late 70s. Willie McCovey, born on this day in 1938, he passed in 2018. So happy birthday anniversary. If it's a big day for you, we'll do the birthday cake drawing coming up on Friday. Let's talk some more sports. Let's reminisce more about the Pittsburgh Pirates' late 70s teams. We are family with Shawabigan High School Athletic Director Darren Patterson. How you doing, Darren?
Pretty good. I didn't think I was coming in to talk about Pittsburgh sports.
Oh, you're always up for talking baseball, though, aren't you?
My memory serves me right. I think both the Steelers and Pirates both won championships in 1979, which is something that doesn't happen too often in professional sports, I guess, where a city would have multiple championship teams, but
yeah, and a couple of the more memorable, the Steel Curtain and the We Are Family for the Pirates, a couple of the more memorable, I guess, monikers for teams also, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a special time.
That was before my time, though. But.
Well, that was kind of during my time, maybe not before, but kind of, I remember it. I remember the old Pittsburgh Pirates hats, the round hats on top that I always thought were kind of ugly, but very unique.
Yeah, and every once in a while, they still bring them out, I guess.
Yeah, they do. Yeah. All right, let's talk Shawamigan sports. The Shawamigan boys were on the road last night. Always tough to play on the road in the Marrowood. Even though Abbotsford not having a great year, they managed to give Shawamigan quite a battle last night down in Abbotsford.
They did, and actually Abbotsford ended up defeating Shawamigan 62-60. And, you know, I'd be lying if I said we weren't disappointed by that. We knew that was a game that we needed to get and have. But, you know, it's one of those things. It's just when you go on the road and you're in a different venue, sometimes things just don't go your way. And, you know, I haven't had an opportunity to talk to anyone that played in the game or coached in the game yesterday. But, you know, it's just one of those things. They scored two more points than us, and they won. And no one's going to feel sorry for us because we got Rib Lake coming here on Friday, and right now Rib Lake is leading the Marrowood North. So, you know, we got to pick ourselves up and get after it again. But we still have some games on our schedule that we feel like we can compete at a high level with. And, you know, Joel, we'll just keep working at it and keep trying to get better. And we do have some potential there. We are relying on a lot of sophomores. A lot of contributions from sophomores, and we're starting to see some of those sophomores kind of emerge. Cooper Mikowski's been kind of finding it a little bit in terms of scoring, getting into double figures, and getting into the 20-plus point mark on some of these games. So, you know, we're just going to keep working at it, and we know that we'll be rewarded at some point for our effort.
All right, so the boys hosting Rib Lake coming up next game will be on Friday. The girls got a nice non-conference win earlier this week there, Darren.
They did. We had to make up a game with Washburn, and it was this Monday the 8th, and we walked out of the gym with a nice 44-29 win against Washburn. It was the third win of the season for the girls, and, you know, Joel, just a great night for the girls. And, you know, if you think about it, like last year we didn't have basketball. We started the season out with it, and due to lack of numbers and some other issues, we did not complete our season. So, you know, we're looking at as we restart our basketball program, and for girls to be at three wins at about the halfway point in the season, we feel pretty good about that. And just like the boys, we know we have some games on our schedule, too, that we feel that we can compete at a high level against some of these teams. We also know that we have some really good teams on our schedule yet, too, but you know, there's little moral victories in some of even those really hard games. And our girls are really delivering. Our magnificent nine freshmen that are playing varsity. So they're coming along.
All right, next home game will be next Tuesday when they host Phillips. They'll be at Rib Lake coming up on Thursday. Team Seal Hockey will be back in action.
Before we dive into hockey, Joe, I do want to make a clarification. Originally, the girls were going to play Rib Lake at Rib Lake on Thursday, but that's been moved to Friday.
Okay.
So in some ways, it's a little unfortunate that the boys and girls basketball teams are playing on the same night, but it's just kind of how it worked out with the schedule. So the boys will be hosting Rib Lake on Friday, and the girls will be traveling to Rib Lake on Friday.
Okay, very good. Team Seal Hockey, I know we'll have a game on coming up this Saturday when they host Pacelli. I see they had a game that was postponed. I'm not sure. Do they have any other action this week there, Darren?
Let's see here. So I'm looking at my schedule. Today is today? Today is the 10th.
Yeah, the 10th, yeah.
We actually have Whistle Flag coming here tomorrow. They're known as the Blizzard. They're coming here tomorrow for a 6 o'clock game, and then we do have Pacelli, as you alluded to, coming here on Saturday. So we have back-to-back home games Thursday and Saturday this week.
Okay. All right. Look forward to that. We'll have it on the air 2 o'clock Saturday with Steve Gentland, the call of that game. And the wrestling squad has been doing what wrestling teams do. I know they have the home duel, but doing the Saturday tournament, so they've been busy also.
Yep, it seems like now for, I don't know, to the end of the regular season, every Saturday they're going to spend in a gym. But, you know, that's the way that wrestling kind of goes. You know, you get a lot of matches in. But we are excited about hosting Phillips tomorrow night. It's our only home match of the year. So, I mean, if there are any wrestling fans out there, if you haven't seen any kids wrestle, please come and see them. It starts at 7 o'clock tomorrow. I should mention that the band is going to play tomorrow night. And I also should mention, I forgot to, for that boys basketball game on Friday, it's going to be alumni band night too. So if there are any alumni in our community that want to grab their instrument and come along, please do. You can join right in with the group playing before the game and hopefully you remember your tunes or whatever. But yeah, we're excited bringing it back to wrestling, though. We're excited about hosting Phillips, and we know Phillips is really good, so we're going to have some really good matches there.
All right. If someone's a percussionist, bring a cowbell. That would be a good one. You don't have to be tuned up on that or anything. So that alumni night is fun though, because even though a lot of those parents haven't played in a while, they can still play pretty good. That alumni night's pretty fun to hear that band.
It is, and it's actually fun from my vantage point where I usually stand or sit in the gym. Just seeing that side of the bleachers get pretty full, because we do have a pretty vibrant, we have a very vibrant band. I think our band speaks for itself over the years, historically strong tradition, and a lot of our community members were previous members of the band here, whether it was the former Glidden or Park Falls School Districts or even Shawamia now, which is in its 15th year of existence. But, wow. You know, we have a lot of people that band really meant something to, and it's always nice to bring them back and see the bleachers full of people, you know, playing before the game. It creates a nice environment for the kids from both sides, too.
Exactly. All right, Darren, well, thank you so much for the info. We'll hopefully chat with you again next week.
All right, thank you, Joel.
Thank you, Darren Patterson. He's the athletic director for the Shawamigan High School. Busy time of the year as things are moved around a little bit, but I want to mention again that Phillips Shawamigan Wrestling at the Park Falls campus tomorrow night. And then Friday will be Riblet coming to town for basketball. They do a home and away there on Friday. So a chance for you to get out and see the area teams in action. We will have our next coverage Friday, Prentice and Phillips Friday from Logger Camp. Girls at 5:30, boys at 7. Great Price County rivalry. Back-to-back games. We'll have it for you Friday right here.
You're all set with your Medicare prescriptions, Mrs. Brown.
This is not just low-cost copays at Walgreens.
I can actually help you set up 90-day refills if you want.
This is having a partner you can trust. Get low-cost copays, 90-day refills, and delivery from your neighborhood Walgreens. This is being independent, together. Walgreens.
Restrictions apply. For details, see walgreens.com/pharmacy.
We're going abroad for the first time in years. To Spain. So we started using Babbel.
And started learning Spanish fast.
With Babbel, you can start having conversations in another language in just 3 weeks.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
In just 3 weeks, we're starting to have conversations in Spanish. Gracias, Babbel.
Babbel, language for life. Start learning a new language today at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. Slight chance for mixed precipitation, changing to all snow today. Otherwise, cloudy skies expected. Daytime highs approaching 28. Northerly winds around 5 miles per hour. Snow likely tonight. Lows level off around 19. Overcast skies. Slight chance of snow tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 29. Overcast skies. Turning cooler Friday and Saturday with highs from the low teens to the low 20s. Snow both days. About an inch of snow tonight through tomorrow with another inch Friday through Friday night. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley, and that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Currently 26.
All right, a few things for you to ponder here going on in the next few weeks. VFW Post 5778 in Phillips, they're going to be hosting a Veterans Suicide Prevention Seminar. It's a week from Saturday. January the 20th at 1 o'clock. The seminar will be conducted by Debbie May of the Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs and is a question, persuade, and refer format. Now, the seminar will be addressing issues of Wisconsin suicides. All veterans and the public and are invited to attend. The hall will be open at 12:30. There's no food or beverage carry-ins permitted. They'll have beverages at the very least, I'm assuming, available for you there. So that is Saturday, the 20th, at the VFW Hall in Phillips at 1 o'clock. If you have any questions, please, you can give a call to or stop in the folks down at the VFW. And Mike and the folks down there do a great job at the local VFW there in Phillips. That's a nice nice event there, the 20th in Phillips at the VFW. Catkins, oh, goodness gracious sakes. We had, what do we do without our pets, huh? Yesterday, my wife and I took our 12-year-old cat, 13, I know, I think my wife said 13, 13-year-old cat to the vet. He's been having a few issues here and there with just some stuff. So we took him in, and the type of cat that we have, it's an adopted cat that whose health is, you know, fairly good, but having a few issues. And you get to that, everybody's had that, where you get to that point where you have a dog or a cat and they're elderly, and you're like, okay, what are we going to do here? You know, what are we going to put into this? So after a long discussion with the vet, we ran some blood tests on our little furry little friend, Mason, and decided that after the blood test that we were going to give it, we're going to plug away, and he has, he's diabetic. He's a diabetic cat. So we're going to be committed to giving him a couple of shots a day and you know, a little bit of insulin, and we'll see if we can get him back to where he was just a few months ago. So I was happy to not have to put an animal down. That's always difficult. It's always difficult. So we're hoping that our little buddy is going to make it, and I hope if you have a elderly dog or cat and maybe you're going through the same thing, we do all we can, right? There's always that balance between quality of life and whether making that decision to maybe just send them to doggy or catty heaven, whatever it may be. If you're looking for a pet to enhance your life, Catkins is the place. Your local animal shelter, catkinsrescue.org. Hutch is the featured pet of the week, and there's tons of cats and dogs available in there. catkinsrescue.org, or if you don't have access to the web, you can always give them a call at 762-0122 to set up a time to go on out and take a look at the furry friends available for adoption. Catkins Rescue, 715-762-0122.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
You're going to feel a puff of air.
Zhang's Optometry has set their sights on staffing up.
Try the next line. Hey, Kim, can you tell our 2 o'clock we're running 15 behind? Sorry, we're a bit backed up today.
He needs an optometric technician to keep an eye on it all.
Where are the dilation drops?
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
I love yard sales. Everywhere you look, a jackpot. Margie, check out this wild abstract painting. I don't know the artist, but odds are this is worth big bucks.
Frank? That's ketchup on a paper plate from somebody's lunch.
Well, bingo! These are obviously priceless ancient coins. This could be our winning ticket.
Frank, that's a bottle cap collection.
Oh yeah, Miss Smarty Pants? Well, I just spotted our ace in the hole. Look at this, an authentic miniature sword.
No, Frank, that's full size.
It's a butter knife.
Problem gambling's a lot like that. You see what you want to see as you chase that next big win, that unbeatable hand, that lucky bet. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, we can help. Call 1-800-GAMBLE-5, text 850-888-HOPE, or visit wi-problemgamblers.org. Gamble responsibly, and everyone's a winner. A message from the Wisconsin Lottery.
All the cold weather's coming. Get your Stormy Cromer stuff at Bader Sports Center in Phillips. All your ice fishing bait and supplies, and you know, maybe a little pop-up tent to go on out there and do some ice fishing, whatever it may be. Bader's is the place right on Highway 13 next to Pick and Save in Phillips. What a great gift idea if you have someone's birthday coming up. Gift certificate to Bader's, or get them a Stormy Cromer. They got all the accessory, all the Stormy Cromer stuff there at Bader Sports Center in Phillips, right on Highway 13, right by Pick and Save. Well, the pot for the 52-card progressive 50-50 drawing at the Park Falls American Legion is going to be tonight at $13,168. Someone could win half of that for as little as $5, you're in. They say doors open at 6. They're always down there earlier than that, but the ticket drawing will be at 7:30 and each Wednesday night at the Park Falls American Legion. Oh, the crowd is back. Oh, the dinner, the dumpling, the pork, the kraut, the Knights of Columbus, their annual Father Otto Weber Council 2639 pork and dumpling and sauerkraut is Saturday, February 3rd. Mark that on your calendar. They always sell that out. We'll talk more later as we get closer, but Saturday, February 3rd is the date of that event. Also want to let you know that the folks at St. Francis of Assisi in Fifield have a furnace fundraiser coming up in a few weeks on Wednesday, February 7th. They're going to be doing some takeout orders for you, a chance for you to support them. So mark that on your calendar, Wednesday, February 7th. We'll chat more about that as we get a little bit closer. We're going to talk about our local Embrace here for Price County. We'll do that after the 9 o'clock news here this morning.
Hold up a second. I love this time of year. Cold beer, hot wings, and football.
98Q Country.
Me and you and the man on the moon cruising down some old bag.
close until you hear everything I think. Either hop on out with the tailgate fog, get drunk on you with no alcohol. If you don't stop and go, you make me wanna pull this truck to the side of the road. Slide on over, let me hold you close until you hear everything I'm thinking. Either hop on out with the tailgate fog, get drunk on you with no alcohol. If you don't stop and go. FM on the radio. PCB.
Online at 98qcountry.com.